Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. Was our first Caribbean song for the week from Aaron and his wife, Janelle John, and the We Are Worship Band from out of Trinidad and Tobago with one of their latest tracks entitled More Than a Song. And I must say, you know, the song is such a beautiful song. And the band did an incredible job just bringing the song to life, man. Great production. And, you know, there is much power in worship. It really changes the atmosphere. And you guys make sure, check them out on YouTube. Show them some love and support them. Because, you know, artists work so hard to pour into you. And so let us all pour back into these artists, man. All right? God bless you all. All right? And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guest, all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the gifted, super dedicated, and worldwide ministering, multi-stellar award receiving, Grammy Award recipient, and all-around good people, Brent Jones. Brent, what's happening, man? How are you?
Mike D, that is too many. That's too much. That's too many accolades. I'm just a normal person.
doing
Thank
extraordinary
you so much
things.
For having me on your station.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, you're doing extraordinary things. A normal person doing extraordinary things.
For real.
What's up, Brother Brent, and welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. You know, you've been known for blending traditional gospel with urban and contemporary sounds, you know, for years, you know. But what inspired you to take that approach? And how has your style evolved over the years?
Hey, landlord, what's up, man?
I'm good, my brother.
My urban sound came from the fact that in the town that I lived in, we didn't have a gospel radio station, so all I heard was R&B and hip-hop and pop music. And so that was the music that inspired me. I didn't particularly need gospel music to be a inspiration to for life for me. It was just great music. The 80s and the 90s R&B music, which is inspirational. If you've ever been to a New Edition concert, it's very inspirational because you have sheer entertainment. The entire audience is involved in their music, singing their words, singing the songs. And that was, if you will, a very spiritual experience for me. You know, everyone is touching and agreeing, and it's the way that, to me, church should be. Mm-hmm. And so when I was introduced to gospel, it was like, well, we got to... This is the greatest music. And so my ear and my production was already keyed toward R&B. And now my heart is for God. And so we blend that Sunday morning experience with R&B melodies and hooks. I grew up with hooks. Okay. So as a songwriter, it's important to me that the hook stands out so people can sing that hook all day long. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the urban music did for me. And then gospel music said, let's do it together. You know, let's magnify the Lord together, you know?
Hallelujah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, whatever we were accustomed to, we are able to use that all for the glory of God, man. Good stuff.
You remind me of that old R&B song, Ain't No Stopping Us Now, man. The Lord keeps you doing many things around the world. And your follow-up song to your former number one song, Live Your Best Life, your new single titled Praise in the Choir Stand, is sounding good in the neighborhood, brother. Tell us about your latest song, man.
Well, I believe the choir is where it starts. That's where the spark starts.
Amen.
And then when they spark it, then the fire starts, and then the roof is on fire, and then the Holy Ghost is on fire in everybody's mouth, and then we start speaking well of him. Then we start speaking to each other through spiritual songs and hymns and inspirational songs, and God is getting the glory. I cannot think of any better fire to be in than that one.
Wow.
And so it starts in the choir stand.
Mm-hmm.
I remember as a kid when the choir would march in, I used to think it was a parade. But then as I got older, I got to understand it's not a parade. It's an army.
Mm-hmm.
It's an army marching to war. It's an army marching to break down strongholds. And so I just felt like in this time, in the climate of our country, it is time to come back together. And what better way to do it in the choir stand, where people with sopranos are touching the green with altos, and altos are touching the green with tenors, and we are touching and agreeing that God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen. Amen.
Brent, thank you so much for that reminder. You know, he truly is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Brent, there is a fan of yours, and they have a question for you.
Hello, this is Sarah from Uganda, Africa. I want to ask you, your music is full of energy and joy, but it also carries deep spiritual messages. How do you balance entertainment and ministry in your songwriting and performances?
Hey, Sarah from Uganda. Thank you so much. How do I balance it? Well, the music just has to change the atmosphere. To the music, the band. When I work with a band, it is important that the band gets the people up. Gets the people to feel joy. And then the music, the lyrics are going to speak to something spiritual that needs to happen in everyone's life. And the melodies are going to be easy for you to sing, and the harmonies are going to be easy for a gospel choir to sing. And that's when the Spirit of God is present, because now we are touching and we are agreeing. And you know what happens when we do that. You know, there he is, right there in the middle of it.
Most definitely, Brother Brent. You know, God is a God that just loves to inhabit the praises of his people. Great word, bro.
Well, Brent, man, you stay busy too. It seems like you average concerts like all around, an average of almost every other day or something. Do you still do over 150 concerts a year?
Wow.
I just got back into town. I'm home for a couple of days, and I'm back out on the road this week. So, yes, I love what I do.
Nice.
I prayed for this life. I prayed for this life.
Yeah.
And so God has said, yes, the floodgates are opening, and I am not drowning, and I am loving what God is doing.
Thank awesome. God. Thank God.
You know, Brother Brent, it is always great to see artists loving and having a passion for what they do, and that is what you have. You know, continue to do what you do, man. It's always great, you know, just to hang out with you and talk to you. You know, you are such a blessing to the body of Christ. Continue to do well, and thanks for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. God bless.
Landlord and Mike D, you guys are the best. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate y'all. And to everybody, my brothers and sisters in Africa, my brothers and sisters in the Caribbean and all of the islands, I love y'all. Listen, I got some island music coming very soon. Stay tuned.
The choir is in the choir stand, and we praise the Lord. Hey! In the choir stand, we'll be praising. You can join in. Army,
yeah. In the choir stand,
we'll be praising. I got a verse. Hey, praise the Lord, everybody. Is how I start the service. I gotta act confident, even though I'm really nervous. Lord Jesus, give me a song to change the atmosphere. Use me as a vessel to change the devil out of here.
You're praying for the pastor, 'cause I know he really needs it.
But don't forget to pray for the minister of music. Hey! In the choir,
we'll be praising.
keep watching. In the choir stand. Where it at?
In the choir stand. Where it at?
Hey!
In the choir stand.
Eddie, I want to go back to that. Gotta keep watching.
Where
do that break. One, two, and ready, you do it. Hey. Gotta keep watching. Hey. That baby, yes it is. Anybody still singing the choir? Where you at, choir members? God bless you. Oh, yeah.
Brent Jones is jamming with the praise, sending praises up with the blessings flowing down. That was his new smash, Praise in the Choir Stand. He's even got quadruple albums with different genres, including spoken word. All four new albums coming out this year in 2025. Who else but the hard-working Grammy Award-winning Brent Jones? Four different new albums, all released in 2025. And we want to thank the gifted Brent Jones for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Brent Jones has a jamming choir sound of his own, landlord.
Mike, Brent Jones is a force in the gospel music industry. You know, he's full of energy, he's very creative, he's anointed, and his sound is just bold and joyful. And he's reaching hearts across generations. Whether he's making you dance, laugh, or lift your hands in worship, Brent brings a unique flavor that reminds us gospel music can be both powerful and fun. He's not just an artist, he is actually a movement, and it is always great to have him right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next is an artist from out of America, and he goes by the name of Calvin Cooper. He just released a song, and the song is entitled, You Woke Me Up. Check it out.
Woke up early one morning, thanking God for my life. Every day I'm gonna thank you for your son's sacrifice. God, you showed me you love me. God, you showed me you care. God, you showed me how you'll always be right there. With your angels all around me, and your spirit lives within me. There's no you cannot defeat. Oh, I love how you love me. I love how you change me. That's why I'm gonna give you all the glory. Come on, let's give God glory. Because you woke us up this morning. Yes, you
supply all my needs. I know you really love me. How you take me by my hand to that place called safety. My life is in your hand. You're the light in the darkness, a very present help. You're strong and mighty, the King of glory.
Come on, let's give God glory.
How you walk with me, how you talk with me, yeah. I believe in the Father, I believe in the Son, I believe the Holy Spirit all in one. Man, you gotta understand, time is in God's hands. Man, you gotta understand, time is in God's hands. Let's look for the light of Jesus, riding in the cloud of glory. Let's look for the light of Jesus, riding in the cloud of glory.
Come on, let's give God glory.
Up, everybody. Landlord Cobbin Cooper is sounding good in the neighborhood with his song, You Woke Me Up. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, Mike, you know, that was Calvin Cooper with You Woke Me Up. What a powerful reminder that every breath we take is a gift from God. If you're listening right now, just know you woke up this morning with purpose, and don't you ever take that for granted. Give thanks, get moving, and let today be a reflection of God's goodness in your life. Amen. Okay, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, Landlord, a group of highly successful people agreed failures didn't stop them. They just kept going. They agreed that the number one thing that stopped people from achieving their dreams that they know of is not failures or lack of money. It's doubt.
Mike, that is so powerful and so true. Failure and lack of money can be overcome, but doubt? That's the real dream killer. Great word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the wonderful, international, multi-award gospel artist, Brent Jones, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next is Bishop Derek Knowles, all the way from the Bahamas. He's a man with a powerful testimony and a vibrant ministry that is touching lives near and far. Music and winning souls are not just what he does. They are his passion and his purpose. And I want to leave with you one of his latest songs, a beautiful reminder of our daily walk with God. This one is called More Than Anything, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Let me tell you what a man that I love.